This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Worldwide, more than 400,000 new cases were reported on Friday. The pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it could file for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it's developing with a German partner as early as late November. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has the details.
Pfizer, which is developing the vaccine with German partner BioNTech, said that it may say if the vaccine is effective as soon as this month based on its 40 clinical trial, but that it also needs safety data that will not be available until November at the earliest. The president's rush to a vaccine has also raised concerns that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, acting in haste, might not conduct an adequate review of a vaccine. U.S. health officials have sought to assuage those concerns out of fear that not enough Americans would take a vaccine early on. A vaccine is seen as key to controlling the spread of the virus.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reporting. Gilead Sciences is questioning the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug, remdesivir, does not help patients who have been admitted to hospitals.